All right, back now with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. The rankings are out now, and Winthrop is in a good position. So how are you doing?
We're doing well. We had a tough loss yesterday to Lexington, Division I team. We played really, really well, probably our best game of the year. It was two really good teams going at it, and they had a breakdown late, and they got a power play late in the period and third period, and then we went down 4-on-3 as a result in overtime, and they scored, so it was tough.
Dale, okay, you're in Division III, they're in Division I. These overtime games, how does that work? Do you agree beforehand that there will be an overtime? Is it a league thing? How does that work?
No, it's a league thing. It's 4-on-4, and anytime you play teams that are, like Division I, Division II, if you beat them, you get a lot of points, towards you for your rankings.
Mm-hmm.
If you, tie or keep it very close, that gives you points as well. And if obviously if you lose or if you get blown out, then it's nothing. But that, I don't think that'll hurt us in the rankings because, they're a D1 team and, we were right there the whole game. We had two leads and gave them up. And like I said, we played very, very well. We just had a breakdown at the end and it's a tough one.
Well, they're also 7-3, which is a good record, and they're doing well. So you guys, as these first standings come out here, these first power rankings come out, are in really good shape in D3. You're number three, and I know it's different.
D4.
I'm sorry, excuse me, Coach, D4.
Yep.
And
yep.
Only two schools above you. And the thing is, when you talk about other sports, particularly baseball and stuff like that in the major league, you keep your eye on the standings. You don't because it's a long season. But the MIAA power rankings are very important because, when you get to the playoffs, it home ice is advantage here. So what's your overall assessment, Dale, in terms of almost at the midway point, how you guys are doing?
I think we're doing well. We're getting better, which is obviously our goal.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting really good goaltending. Our senior is doing very well. We started our sophomore yesterday against Lexington. He played very well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have very good goaltending. I thought our defense played their best game of the year yesterday. They moved the puck well. They defended well. They played very well. We play four with a rotation of five once in a while, but these kids grab a lot of ice. And then our top line really produced yesterday, and we're growing. We're getting better all the time. And I always like to schedule D1 teams during the year because it gives you a good barometer of how good the upper echelon teams will be in your own division. So our kids aren't overwhelmed when we're playing anybody. That's good because we're playing them already.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night we have Stoneham at Stoneham, and then we have Masco, big conference matchup on Saturday against Masco. And, we feel like we're hitting our stride right now.
Excellent, excellent. Coach, I'm going to let you go because I know it's a tough week and you're still recovering. Let's see. Tomorrow you're at Stoneham, and then you're back home on Saturday. Anything else, Coach?
No, not really. Just trying to stay healthy and everybody on the same page. And like I said, I think we're playing better, and hopefully we can continue to grow as a team and keep going in the win column. So, like you said, at the end of the year, we can build up those points to have more home games in the playoffs.
All right, Coach. Tea with honey. That's what you got to have. Talk to you later, Dale. Thank you so much, and be well.
All right, Rick. Take care.
Thanks, Coach. That is Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.